Welcome back. This is KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. There, of course, are a number of professions where you won't need to exercise your math skill on a daily basis. But there is at least one where the market, where the demand for workers far outpaces the supply, and that is nursing. And the associate dean at the School of Nursing at KU Med has been working on a way to both help meet that demand for more nurses and higher quality care. Dr. Nelda Godfrey, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you very much.
Nelda, there's a national nursing shortage, which I think many of us have heard a lot about, but how acute is that problem for us here in the metro?
The nursing shortage is probably more profound in the middle part of the United States than on the East and West Coast. So we're starting to see this. Our students, whether they are advanced practice nurses who want to be nurse practitioners or nurses who are sitting for licensing exams to become an RN, they're in high demand. 6 months out generally is when they're being recruited and hired for positions.
So you're saying that 6 months before they've even graduated or taken, you know, accreditation, they're being
sought. Yes, they're being sought.
And so tell me about this new program that you've helped put together, and how did it come to be?
Well, we feel very fortunate that we've gotten to know our community college nursing partners throughout the state of Kansas. Kansas is really unusual in that all of the state accredited nursing programs in community colleges, all of the state community college nursing programs are nationally accredited. And this is unusual. In fact, I don't know of another state that percentage is that high. So what that means is systematic evaluation has taken place in those schools for 30 years. And since baccalaureate programs or universities do that as well, we now speak the same language. I don't know that we knew we spoke the same language until we started this adventure about 3 years ago. And we started working with our community college partners to see what they taught and what we taught, and found out that a partnership really could happen.
And so why does that help out the system as a whole to have people pursuing an associate degree in nursing and those pursuing a bachelor's degree with a nursing concentration to have them be doing the same thing simultaneously?
Well, I think that's been the argument for a number of years. Unlike K-12 education, where since the 40s you've needed to have a four-year degree to teach K-12, in nursing, to be able to sit for nursing licensing exam, you have to complete a course of study that's about 76 college hours compared with 124 that you would have with any bachelor's degree. So you could go to a community college and pay lower rates for schooling, finish 76 hours, and then sit for the licensing exam and become an RN. The problem is that our research has shown that better quality care, lower mortality rates, better patient outcomes come with higher levels of education. So while it seems like a great option to do associate degree education, and in Kansas, I would say it is a great option, it just needs to be paired to make a better pathway so these nurses have full opportunity for all of their careers.
Hmm. It sounds to me like so there's some things that are almost in conflict with each other here, which is the objective for more nurses, which I imagine would also mean quicker to produce trained nurses, which would be the associate degree route. But at the same time, you're telling me that that there's much better quality of care provided when you take more time, when you do more training, more education. Those things seem almost at odds with each other a little bit.
Well, now you're telling the story of the discipline of nursing.
Yeah.
Because that's the tension we run into. Of course, it's so important to have people at the bedside caring well for our patients. But it's not just, outcomes of patients, how they do is even more and more important all the time. So you want to make sure people are as well prepared as possible to do that. It's a tension, certainly. And we're very proud that the five community colleges that we're working with in this partnership are such high quality associate degree programs. And we're just ready to be partners and stack on the courses that KU offers so the student can graduate at the end with a baccalaureate degree.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, Nelda. Where are you from and what made you decide to pursue nursing as a career for you?
Well, I'm from a rural area, from a farm in Missouri, and have lived in Kansas City for 35 years. So I'm very familiar with the Kansas City area and yet have those country roots. So, you know, Kansas has a lot of rural and frontier counties, and the needs of these 18 community colleges with nursing programs really resonate with me. So I've worked at the bedside for 20-plus years on a part-time basis, mostly in Wyandotte County. So live in Missouri, but pretty solidly grounded in Kansas.
Hmm. And was there anything when you were growing up that like made you think that, oh, I might want to become a nurse?
My turning point came when I started working as a nurse's aide at the medical center in Columbia. And I still remember those patients as vividly as any I've ever cared for because I fell in love with the idea of providing direct patient care.
And was, for you, when you were thinking about like your education to pursue that, did you start with the associate's degree and now you have a PhD?
Yes.
Was it something where you're like, oh, I'm just going to go right for that PhD and just like get there? Or for you, was it a kind of a journey as well?
Well, I think people are products of their backgrounds. So in my high school class, which had 29 students, I was the only person with a parent who had graduated from college. So it wasn't the norm to go on to university at that point in time, but because my dad had, of course, then I did. And I think that's a lot of the story we're talking about here. One of our graduates who graduated in May was at graduation with 12 of her family members. And one of her family members was sort of off to the side talking with us and said, well, we never thought about going to KU, but, you know, if she can do it, we could probably do it. So I think this opens doorways, pathways for people to think about university education in addition to community college options, which are very good in this state.
Hmm. For many people looking to start a career, an associate's degree seems like a faster, better way of getting into nursing quickly. How does the training and education differ between an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree in nursing?
So I may get way technical for you here, but generally speaking, I think we could describe what's taught at an associate degree level as high-level provider of care. And that may be what a layperson thinks of as nursing, is a very well-grounded sense of acute assessment so that they know what's going on in a provider of care environment. However, the baccalaureate degree also includes designer, manager, coordinator of care, and member of a profession, which are really germane to what you find in any baccalaureate degree, sociology, psychology, engineering. So it's not just provider of care that you want with a baccalaureate degree. Mm-hmm. And it's that fabric that we add to what the students are learning by adding a baccalaureate degree.
And I know that med school, for example, can be outrageously expensive, but how expensive is it to get an associate's degree in nursing versus a bachelor's degree?
Well, it really does vary school to school. But in general, I would say at a state-level community college, if you're in district, I mean, all these things come into play, around $100 a credit hour. And an associate degree in Kansas is somewhere between 72 credits and 76 credits. And university prices are higher than that.
Mm-hmm. And so is there like an earning potential difference between, nurses with an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree? Or could two different nurses be hired for the exact same job at like the exact same pay, one with a bachelor's and one with an associate? Or is it a little more complicated?
Well, I think when the market, I mean, nursing is certainly affected by the marketplace. So let's say in 2014, it was very much more common for baccalaureate grads to be preferred because in general, other than a few cents difference, the entering nurse would earn about the same. So if you have fewer spots, you're going to preferentially hire baccalaureate grads. That's loosened up a bit because the shortage is more evident. But I think what we're really trying to do with this program is we're trying to help people see that they're going to spend a certain amount of time in the associate degree world. Let's tuck in baccalaureate courses and have them graduate with a baccalaureate degree and associate degree at the same time.
Is it that people who typically get into the profession of nursing, you know, with their associate's degree, just, you know, they're living life, making money, and it's harder to come back to school, to go back to school, to find that motivation to reference our previous conversation to come back?
I think it's always difficult. I mean, who would want to give up a living wage and then turn around and say, oh, no, I'm going to do less than a living wage and go back to school. And of course, that's an impetus. I would say in general, 6 to 12% of associate degrees. This is a national number, and it's not as new as I would like. But anyway, 6 to 12% go back to school. So what we would want with this is this opportunity for it to be a logical move for the student to do the associate degree and the baccalaureate degree at the same time. Graduate with both degrees. This is what our students did this year. They graduated. We had two graduate in May from KCK and from KU. They walked down the hill at KU, and both of them got their dream jobs in the operating room at the University of Kansas Hospital.
And is it that the field of nursing is also changing? I know that it's been a debate for a while about, like, you know, the standards for accreditation for nursing, that, you know, that there's always talk that they might be raised, that it may be that no longer is an associate's degree accreditation enough to continue to practice nursing, that, you know, that the bachelor's would become the entry point. And so is that, like, is this program kind of in response to those conversations or in anticipation of them in the future?
That's a great question. I think that what is really occurring is because we have licensure exam, and a licensure exam is a legally defensible credential, and a lot of effort is put into making the nursing licensing exam go really well. I think that's probably more the touchstone. Really, what I hope comes out of this is these really bright people who choose associate degree education in their home communities for all good reasons will look at this program and say, this is my option. This is the way I can get my baccalaureate degree at the same time.
Well, that is Nadelle Godfrey. She's the Associate Dean at the School of Nursing at KU Med. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Central Standard for today. If you missed part of this conversation or are looking for previous ones, you can do so at kcur.org/centralstandard. You can also subscribe to our podcast there as well. Tomorrow, we host a conversation about marriage and how it may or may not be changing over the last few decades and what we might expect from marriage in the future. Plus, a look at how a researcher has shown how social media may not be taking away from our actual real social life. KCUR Central Standard is crafted for you by Sylvia Maria Gross and myself. Our team also includes Brian Ellison, Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tutto. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. Gina Kaufman is on leave, and Up to Date is next.